International correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
Let's go to Britain. Vincent McAvaney. Vincent McAvaney is back with us. Morning, mate.
Good morning.
So the Scottish Government, a very good lesson in don't overpromise and underdeliver.
Yeah, a massive lesson. Scotland has sort of continuously tried to outpace the Westminster government. And one of the things that they said they do is reduce carbon emissions by 75% by 2030, so the end of the decade, and that they would beat the UK to net zero by 5 years, getting there by 2045. They still say they're going to try and hit that 2045 target, but they have scrapped the 2030 target after it became very clear to them that it was simply impossible to do on the time frame to reduce carbon emissions by that much. It had created many policies that were sort of wrapped around this, including a sort of rethink of how the public transport worked. There was going to be a sort of one ticket for all public transport across Scotland. They were going to desperately try and get people out of their cars. But this is a major hit for the SNP, which has been in power for a long time in Scotland. And obviously Scotland hosted the COP climate summit. And Nicola Sturgeon, then the First Minister, was making a big play with this decision to try and do this by the end of the decade, but it seems now it is just not possible.
No kidding. Speaking of the SNP, just to point out to people that when you arrest people in your part of the world, it's not necessarily the same inference that an arrest here does, because when you arrest people here, you get charges. But getting rearrested, as Peter Murrell has, the husband of Sturgeon, has got to be raising some question marks.
Yeah, it is. This has been quiet for some time now, but Nicola Sturgeon's husband has been rearrested for questioning. He was arrested last year and released without charge. This is part of an ongoing investigation into how party funding was being used, as well as being the husband of Nicola Sturgeon, who was the leader of the party and the former First Minister of Scotland. He was also in charge of the finances of the Scottish National Party. And there are questions in particular about donations that were being given towards the second independence referendum campaign, and in particular money towards a sort of what was being dubbed a battle bus, but was essentially a sort of a motorhome caravan that was parked at the house of Mr. Murrell's mother, and whether or not there was any sort of personal benefit from that home.
I watched some of the video of William. He seemed very, very appreciative of the love he was getting today, because he's out in public for the first time.
Yeah, that's right. This is the first time we have seen the Prince of Wales since, of course, that video from the Princess of Wales about her cancer diagnosis some weeks ago. This is the first engagement he's done since then. As we understand it, the family, after that video came out, and of course those weeks of the sort of mad speculation, the family have been away in Sandringham for the Easter holidays, taking a complete break as a five, of course, for Catherine, who is undergoing this treatment and needs rest, but also after what was a pretty tumultuous time for them. And William, as you say, was back out today. He did appear relaxed in the videos, probably having that length of break has been good for him. They are very much, of course, with King Charles, also suffering from cancer. The burden is very much falling to himself and to Camilla, his stepmother, to kind of hold up the front of the royal family at the moment. But he was visiting a homeless project, and a member of the public gave him a get well soon card for his wife. And told him to take care of her, and he simply replied, "I will."
Nice stuff. You have a good weekend, mate. Appreciate it very much. Vincent McAvaney out of Britain for us.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air, or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.